Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, coming at you live with another dose of the anti-anxiety stork. You know, that feeling when life throws a curveball and your inner voice starts spiraling. We've all been there. But today, we're flipping the script. We're talking about acts of kindness not just towards others, but also, and maybe even more importantly, towards ourselves. Because let's be real, sometimes the hardest person to show compassion to is you. So, grab a cup of your favorite brew, settle in, and get ready because we're diving deep into how practicing kindness can be your secret weapon against anxiety, stress, and even just plain old bad days. And trust me, this isn't about being all gooey and sappy. This is about building resilience, cultivating genuine connections, and ultimately becoming the best versions of ourselves. Okay, here's the deal. We have 5 key takeaways that will unlock your inner champion of kindness. Number 1. Start with yourself. Before you can be truly kind to others, you gotta treat yourself like royalty. This isn't about indulging in frivolous things, it's about those little acts of self-care that make a world of difference. Think taking a hot bath, reading a good book, or simply allowing yourself some guilt-free me time. You know, the stuff that recharges your batteries and reminds you that you deserve love and respect, starting with yourself. Number 2. Listen actively. Ever had someone really hear you? That feeling of being truly understood? That's the magic of active listening. It's about paying attention, not just to the words, but also to the emotions behind them. It's about putting your phone down, making eye contact, and genuinely trying to understand another person's perspective. And trust me, it goes a long way in building stronger connections and fostering genuine empathy. Number 3. Practice gratitude daily. Gratitude isn't just about saying thank you. It's about consciously appreciating the good things in your life, big or small. Take a moment each day to reflect on what you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, even the delicious cup of coffee you just had. It sounds simple, but it can seriously shift your perspective and create a more positive outlook on life. Number 4. Offer genuine compliments. Think about the last time someone genuinely complimented you. How did it make you feel? Good, right? Now imagine doing that for others. Simple acts of appreciation, whether it's acknowledging someone's hard work or their unique style, can brighten the day and build a sense of connection. Number 5. Be forgiving, both of yourself and others. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Practice forgiveness, not just for the sake of others, but also for your own peace of mind. Life is messy, we all make mistakes. Let go of the past and move forward with grace and understanding. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high school teacher, feeling overwhelmed by grading papers and lesson planning. She's tired, stressed, and honestly, feels like giving up. But then, one of her students, a quiet boy named Ethan, approaches her after class and says, "Miss Brooks, I really appreciate your patience with me. You make learning fun, even when it's hard." That simple act of kindness from Ethan completely shifts Sarah's perspective. She remembers why she loves teaching, feels energized by the connection with her students, and heads home with a renewed sense of purpose. See what I mean? Small acts of kindness can ripple outward, creating positive change in unexpected ways. So here's your takeaway for today. Cultivate a culture of kindness in your interactions with others, and most importantly, with yourself. You'll be amazed at how much stronger, happier, and more resilient you become. Want to spread the love? Share this episode with someone who could use a little kindness boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback means the world to me. And remember, every day is a fresh start to practice compassion, both for yourself and the world around you. Keep it kind, keep it real, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.